Chapter 98. Excellence of adopting different routes for going and returning on Eid prayer and various other occasions. 719. Jabir Raziallahu Anhu reported, on the occasion of the Eid, the Prophet, peace be upon him, would proceed to the prayer place, taking one route and returning from another. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. The ulama say that there are many subtle points of wisdom in changing the way. According to Imam An-Nawawi, this causes an increase in the places of worship. Some say that both ways will bear witness on the day of reckoning, that he had passed through them in a state of worship. This may also be the object that instead of one way, the needy on two ways should benefit from alms and charity. 720. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to go by way of Ash-Shajara and return by way of Al-Mu'aras. He would also enter Makkah through the higher pass and would leave it through the lower pass. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. It was the habit of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, that while going to Makkah from Al-Madina, he would adopt the route of a shallow ravine, and his return route being always a deep ravine. Ash-Shajara is a well-known place. He would pass through it and reach Dhul Hulayfa and spend a night there. Yet, he would proceed to Al-Madina through Al-Mu'arras, a name given to Dhul Hulayfa Masjid Mosque, which is 6 miles away from Al-Madina. Again, this is to be concluded that while returning to our destination from any place, we should choose a different route because this was exactly the habit of the Prophet, peace be upon him.